Welcome back to In Depth. This is Ian, your host, and my second interview is with a lovely woman by the name of Michelle Perez from Nevada Humane Society. How are you, Michelle?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And talking about you, I feel like you always have stuff going on in Nevada Humane Society. I mean, you always need people to adopt your pets, obviously.
Obviously,
and,
yes.
And then also, but you have a lot of holiday-themed things going on and cat food donations and so on. So we're going to kind of go through each thing methodically.
Yes, awesome.
To.
Yes.
So what do you want to start with? I mean, we got the lights. It's Lights of Love.
Yes. Lights of Love is our annual holiday fundraiser. It is a symbolic fundraiser for the community. We have lights up at the Carson location and at the Reno location. People can donate $10 in honor of or in memory of a pet that they have or have had. And then a light is symbolically lit for that animal. So it's a really great fundraiser, especially for the holidays, kind of those warm and fuzzy feelings when you're kind of missing maybe some of your family members of the past who have crossed the rainbow bridge, as it was. But it's just a really great, like I said, symbolic fundraiser for the community to participate in. And like you said, we always need funding. We always need help. We always need adoptions. And we also have our Home for the Holidays adoption promotion.
Okay. Well, let's take it into that.
All right.
You're doing the interview for
okay.
me. This is really easy.
So the Home for the Holidays adoption promotion ran from November 21st to December 31st. It is a nationwide adoption promotion. Shelters all across the nation participate in it. And it's basically just trying to get all these animals homes for the holidays. So if you guys are looking for maybe a couch potato or maybe a workout buddy as the new year approaches, we have an animal to fit every house and every need. So we want to, our dream hopefully is to have everybody home for the holidays.
All right. Very cool. So how many, what is it like kind of season to season when it comes to how many animals you're taking care of or how many need to be adopted? Is this like a really busy season for you?
It is really busy. Yeah, we do see a peak in our population during the winter months. Okay. We see a lot of adult cats coming into us, and we also see just a lot of dogs. So we host this adoption promotion in part, like I said, just because we want everybody to be home for the holidays, but we also just have a greater need for adoptions during this time of year. So we are a no-kill shelter, so the animals will be with us for as long as it takes for us to find them a really great home. But obviously, you know, the shelter is not a home. And so we want all of these guys to be on somebody's couch and, you know, being snuggled and things like that next to the fireplace for the holidays.
Definitely. And, word of caution, when you are getting a pet as a gift, bear in mind the person you're giving it to, I would think.
Like, definitely.
Make sure they can take care of it accordingly. And don't always go for the puppies necessarily.
Because
I'm sure you have plenty of older dogs that need to be taken care of.
We do. So we do have puppies and kittens, of course.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of benefits to adopting an older animal. And if you are interested in getting somebody a pet, maybe they've expressed interest and maybe they're kind of, you know, thinking about it and they've kind of been dropping hints and things like that. The best thing that we can recommend is to get an adoption certificate for them, and then that way they can come in and pick out the pet that they want that would maybe best fit with their lifestyle and their desires for a companionship.
Very cool.
So there's a lot of perks to adopting an older animal. You don't really have to worry about litter box training with cats or generally potty training with dogs. They kind of just know the routine. They kind of have their own system down. So there's a lot of benefits to adopting an older animal, and especially seniors. You know, there's a lot that we do have seniors in our care, and we would just love to see their gray muzzles home and, you know, next to a fireplace.
Yeah, so. It's a special place in my heart for older dogs, and honestly, I'm a lazy person.
Yes.
So I don't want to move around a lot, and they don't either. So
yeah,
it's perfect.
Same. I have a soft spot for old cats, so
nice.
I just, if they just want to, like, chill on my couch all day, that's cool, because I want to do the same thing. So.
Exactly, so, especially in the winter months. So, and actually, speaking of cats, cat food is kind of a special need right now, right?
Definitely, yeah. We do see, like I said, a peak in our population during this time of year, and cat food is always a need for us. We always have more cats than we have dogs, and we are always in need of dry cat food. It goes a long way, especially with, you know, just it reaches every demographic of cat that we have.
Cool.
So we can use it with young cats, we can use it with old cats, depending on the food. We can use it for, you know, diabetic cats and cats with heart disease. So it's really just a massive need that we need just kind of all of the time, but especially during the winter months.
Okay, cool. So they can drop them off off just at your locations, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we are located at 2825 Longley Lane in Reno, and we are located at 549 Airport Road in Carson, and we accept donations at both locations.
Okay, very cool. And any other donations come to mind that you're kind of short on this time of year?
Blankets. Blankets is another one. Yeah. So as you can imagine, we have a lot of animals, and sometimes those blankets get soiled. We do have a washer and dryer on site where we do laundry pretty much all day, every day.
Yeah.
But as you can imagine, you know, running through the laundry and, you know, having them be soiled sometimes, they do kind of get damaged beyond repair, and we end up having to throw them away. So we do go through a lot of blankets this time of year. We want to make sure everybody's warm and cozy while they're here with us, and clean. So we want to make sure that we just have clean linens for them. So towels, blankets, small knitted things are always in need.
Okay, very cool. And then looking towards the future, into the new year, any plans Nevada Humane Society has? Any events coming up, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we will have our spring gala like we normally do. It'll be our Heels and Hounds. I don't know what the theme is yet, but we're very excited. We're getting different proposals, so we're looking at that. So that will be in April. So we're excited about that event. But as we just go into the new year, and as we go into 2020 and beyond, our goals are really, you know, continuous and the same. We want to make sure that we provide a safe haven for homeless pets. And our goal really is to create a no-kill Nevada. There are still a lot of counties in Nevada that are not no-kill, and they do have the traditional animal sheltering in place. And we would really love to go into those communities and be able to increase their save rate.
Okay. And what's been your experience when you have people adopt pets? What's something they don't necessarily think about that they should when they do adopt?
That's a good question.
It's kind of a weird question,
yeah.
Kind of off the cuff, but I figured I'd put it
I think there's a lot of things to consider. Your lifestyle versus the type of pet that you're getting is something really big to consider that I don't think people take into consideration most of the time. So if you're adopting a puppy, puppies are very time consuming. You have to train them. You have to give them that socialization. You have to really devote and invest a lot of time. Whereas, like I said, if you get an older dog, maybe, you know, not so much time is involved. So definitely be realistic about your expectations and about your schedule. So maybe if you work all day and you have kids and you have other commitments during the day, a puppy, this might not be the best time to adopt a puppy, but it might be a good time to adopt an older dog who is maybe okay being left alone for 5 or 6 hours at a time. The other thing to consider is just your lifestyle. So a lot of people will think that they can handle a husky or a higher energy breed like a spaniel or something.
Right.
And they're great dogs. They're wonderful. They're super smart. But that's also kind of their downfall. So because they're so
constant.
Yes. Yeah. They need constant stimulation and constant activity. And a lot of people get those breeds thinking that they can handle it. And then when they get them home, they realize, you know, that maybe they have destructive tendencies because they're bored. They're just not stimulated. They're not being trained. And people just don't really anticipate that. So just be realistic about your time. Be realistic about your lifestyle. Like you said, if you're a couch potato like I am, you know, maybe adopting a younger, higher energy breed isn't going to be very realistic for, you know, for what you do.
Right. Okay. So, and you're always accepting monetary donations, I would think, right?
Absolutely. Yes. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. So that means we don't receive funding from the government. We don't receive taxpayer money. We are 100% dependent on donations.
Okay.
So any dollar amount helps. It's everything from $1 to $1,000, we can put it to use. So we need everything for the shelter. We need to, you know, keep the lights on. We need to keep it heated. We need to pay staff. We need to, you know, do all of these things. So every donation helps, and every donation counts for sure.
Okay, cool. And can they just donate directly online at your website?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You can donate at NevadaHumaneSociety.org. That's O-R-G. You can also donate in person. You can mail it in. You can call, and we can run credit cards over the phone. Our phone number is 856-2000.
Okay. Anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to get out
world? Just adopt, foster, donate.
Beautiful. Michelle Perez from Nevada Humane Society. Thank you so much.
Thank you.